Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is Jasmine Sampson, and you are with Meditation Radio. And if you've not meditated with me before, you'll need a chair that you can sit in with your feet flat on the floor and your back straight and supported, and preferably with your knees a little lower than your hips. And something to keep you warm if you are in a cool part of the world, which I am at the moment, but you might be in summer. I also recommend that you have a journal and pen or piece of paper beside you that you can take a note of anything that comes to you during the meditation, any insights, any inspiration, any guidance. And a glass of water is a good idea as well. So just while you're getting those things, I will talk a bit about today's broadcast, which is Blessing the Earth. I was leading a relationship healing retreat a few weeks back and was talking about the incredible power of blessing to transform situations. My mother, when I was a little girl, I often was quite distressed by just the normal cattiness that happens at school with little girls. And my mother told me to, whenever, if there was anyone I was having trouble from or difficulty with, to bless them whenever I thought of them. And as a child, of course, I had very little ego, and I did that very easily, and it worked amazingly. And as I've grown older, I went through a stage where my ego got stronger, where it was an awful lot harder to do that, but it still works. And I've come through to a much more peaceful stage in my more mature years, and it's still as powerful now as it ever was. But I noticed a very interesting thing. I have from time to time suffered from mouth ulcers. And a few months ago, I was particularly doing a lot of blessing during my private meditation and prayer and was speaking blessings aloud during the day as well. And I noticed that whenever I did that any mouth ulcers that might be beginning to form would disappear virtually immediately. And I realized it was simply the power of blessing, the spoken word of blessing, the thought of blessing, the energy of blessing has a huge healing transformative power for ourselves as well as those that we direct it to. So let us get started. So letting yourself settle into the surface that's supporting you. Obviously, if you're a yoga addict and can do a lotus or half lotus, that's wonderful. But assuming that you're sitting in a chair as I am, or you might wish to lie flat with your back straight and perhaps your feet flat to support your back. So whatever it is that you've chosen, just connecting with your body, gently closing your eyes and listening to the sounds around you as we begin to focus in to our inner being. So with your eyes closed, listening to the sounds in the distance, sounds outside the room that you're in. Letting your breath do whatever it does quite naturally. Don't try and do anything with it at the moment. Just breathing and listening. Really listening to the sounds outside. And then imagine that you're letting them go as you bring your awareness inside the room that you're in. And listening to the sounds there, really listening. Letting yourself breathe. Imagine that you're breathing in the sounds. And then relax and let them go on the out-breath. As you bring your awareness into your body, giving yourself a little wriggle on the surface that's supporting you. Just letting your limbs stretch and straighten and relax. Checking that if you're sitting, that your weight's evenly distributed on both sitting bones. And that your joints, your ankles, your knees, your hips, back as much at right angles as possible. And taking a deep breath in through your nose, right down into your tummy, taking a breath in through your nose. And relax your jaw and your throat and breathe out through your mouth as you consciously relax into the surface that's supporting you. And another deep breath in through your nose. and out through your mouth, letting a wave of relaxation flow over you from the top of your head right down through your feet. And a third deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Now just let your breathing settle. It'll do whatever it wants to do. Your body will take over. It'll become slower and calmer as the meditation continues. And now imagining yourself in a circle of light. It's gently spinning anti-clockwise. So imagining that you are standing inside the clock face with 12 o'clock in front of you. And it spins from 12 to 11 to 10 to 9, down the left side of your body, across the back, and up the other side. And it's a gentle, peaceful spin of white light. Soft white light, like you get on a misty morning. Gentle and cleansing. And it's gently magnetizing into itself all busyness, all stress. Watch the spin of the light in your mind's eye and let yourself relax with your breath. You let yourself come present to being here and now in this moment and open. And the light is spinning at a distance that is perfectly comfortable for your body. Feel its gentle cleansing power. Relaxing you more and more deeply. And enabling peace and love, which is at your core, to emerge. And the circle of light may get a little bigger or it may stay close to your body. Just let it do whatever it does for you. Knowing that it is exactly what you need right now. To assist and support you in connecting with your own unique divine essence, with your own knowing and expression of the love of our Creator. Just making space for you to emerge, the real you, the divine spiritual you, the essence of us which is at the core of each being, each human being. Oh, we hold within us an aspect of the divine, uniquely expressed through us, your own unique harmonious frequency with the life of God. And feeling very spacious now. You're still aware in the back of your mind of this spin of divine light holding you, making space for you. And there is a clear light place around you and inside you. And imagining now that you hold the planet Earth as a little ball in your hands, that you have expanded into your extended consciousness, and that you hold the Earth in your hands. See it gently spinning there within your cupped hands, beautiful blue-green earth. And imagining all that you could possibly wish, all of the goodness that you could possibly imagine for our beautiful planet, flowing out of your heart. Feeling your appreciation for water and air to sustain your life, for sunshine and the rain which refreshes us, refreshes the earth and enables it to grow, for the food which comes from our earth. Ultimately, everything we eat comes from the earth. You may have images or memories of favorite times and experiences in nature, your favorite place, perhaps holiday, experience as a child, Just let those memories, those happy memories, well up within you. You'll feel them flowing out of your heart. And let them flow and surround this beautiful little planet Earth that is spinning gently in your cupped hands, in your imagination. Let it flow and surround this Earth with the blessing of your love. And you may see it as a beautiful light, perhaps golden or some other colour, just surrounding this little globe. And imagining that soaking in just as rain soaks into the earth. So your love and appreciation is flowing into the planet and being received by our Mother, the Earth. And taking a deep breath and letting yourself relax more deeply. Think of the oceans of the earth. And it may be that there is a favorite place. Perhaps you've been to the ocean or you have a picture of the ocean. Just being aware of how all life is sustained through the sea. And being aware of the creatures of the ocean. Perhaps of the dolphins or the whales or some other creature that inspires love and appreciation or awe in you. And if you have perhaps any fearful, if this arises, any anxious feeling in you, just acknowledge that and allow it to be dissolved in the healing presence of the divine around us. And invite that healing to flow into the ocean. And if you have appreciative feelings, allow those to flow into the ocean. As we bless the salt water of the earth. And invite a deep cleansing. That this meditation, this intention that we hold together, would be used in ways that we cannot imagine for a healing and a balancing and a cleansing of the toxins that we know are also in our seas. Imagining pure light flowing through your heart, through mine, through our combined intention and from the divine realm. Imagine pure light flowing into the oceans of the world. Your particular beach, your particular ocean, the one closest to you, or somewhere special, flowing in and being used as healing, as cleansing, as restoring of balance. Taking another deep breath and flowing healing into the ocean, blessing, appreciation, gratitude. As light flowing from your heart, from our combined intention, and from the spiritual realm. And thinking now of the fresh water of the earth, the fresh water of your country. It might be abundant, it might be scarce. But whether it's an image of a river or a stream or a pond or a waterfall, or even the water in your tap, if you are blessed with running water in your tap, holding whatever image, whatever thought comes to mind, and appreciating the fresh water and the rainfall, the underground stream, the reservoirs of water under the earth. And knowing how our bodies are mostly water, how much we rely on water for life. Pure water is needed. And so we bless our waterways, letting our appreciation flow into them as healing, cleansing, purifying light. saying thank you, sending gratitude and love to bless the consciousness of water in the earth, knowing that it is conscious and it responds. Blessing the waterways of the earth in your country and in mine, and asking the spiritual realm to take our intention to be used for the well-being of our waterways, for their cleansing, for their harmonizing with divine intention. Blessing, and blessing all those who work in this realm and on our oceans. And thinking of the physical earth, you might think of a favorite place near you. It might be your garden, it might be a park, it might be a place in the bush or the desert that is special to you. Maybe a sacred place, physical earth place for you. But thinking of the physical earth of the planet, of rocks, of earth that is used to grow food, to farm, and of the desert places of the earth, the wildernesses. And knowing how much earth is important to us. The earth underneath the town or the city where you live. Taking a deeper breath and flowing your appreciation into the earth, into the rocks of the earth, into the physical soil. And we bless the earth, the soil, the rocks, the wilderness places. And we say thank you. Thank you for supporting our life. Thank you for the life that you have, the earth itself has. And allow your appreciation, your love, your intention for healing, for purification, for detoxifying to flow into the earth of your special place, of the little globe that you hold in your hands in imagination. And our combined intention, let this meditation be used in transforming and healing ways for our beautiful planet, for the earth itself. And thinking of things that grow, trees and plants, many of them edible, many of them not by humans. Each with their own life and purpose. And calling to mind some physical plant or tree that is special to you. And the flowers. And blessing them. Giving thanks for their life. Sustaining the environment of this planet. Providing for us the oxygen that we need to live. Blessing all growing plants in all of their forms, all of the mosses and fungi, the things that we know and the things that we do not yet know. Blessing the growing things of the earth. Allowing light and love and gratitude and appreciation to flow from your heart and from mine and from the divine realm, light and whatever is needed for the physical things of this earth, the growing things, for their well-being and the balance of nature, of ecology. Blessing the plants in all their forms. And blessings calling to mind the insects of the earth. These lives are so essential for the plants and for us. Calling to mind those that we know and being aware of the millions that we don't know. Blessing the insects, blessing the grubs in the soil. Blessing. And as we allow ourselves to rest in harmony with divine beingness inside us, asking that same harmony, the intention that holds nature in balance, to flow through us into the insects, into the ecosystems they're part of, and to bring balance where humanity has brought imbalance. Blessing the insects, blessing the grubs. And recalling to mind animals and birds, reptiles, all of the things that move upon the earth. Calling to mind perhaps a species or a particular animal, it could be your pet, who arouses appreciation in you, love, admiration, respect, awe. And allowing that to flow through to bless all the animals of the earth, all creeping, crawling, flying, walking things. Blessing their life and the joy that they bring us. And recognizing their right to be, that their life is called forth from the heart of the Creator just as ours is. That they have a purpose of their own. And blessing that. And intending once again that our love, our appreciation, this meditation be used for healing the ecosystem, for blessing, for balancing, for life, for the earth itself, and all of her creatures. And calling to mind the invisible amoeba, these microscopic beings, many known to scientists and probably as many again or more unknown yet, but whose life is so vital, the bacteria, without which we would not have life as we know it. All of the microscopic living things that are part of this ecosystem we call home. Allowing light and love to flow into all of Earth's creatures. And into the air, the system of oxygen, the air that surrounds us, the biosphere. Blessing the system of life on Earth and that surrounds her, that makes our life possible. And letting ourselves feel part of that web of interconnected life. And letting our hearts open in awe and in gratefulness. And letting ourselves be channeled from our own intention and from the power of the Creator to flow into human hearts and minds and into this planet and all that is part of her for life and transformation and healing. Letting ourselves be pure vessels of love and gratitude for this time. Letting it flow. And so in your imagination, with this little globe that you have been pouring love upon. Allow it to grow bigger, expanding away from you into light. Feel and see the blessing power that you and I and others have poured upon her as radiant light. And let yourself feel the gratitude flowing back from this conscious planet, appreciating your efforts, your intention, your desire to be of service. And as we begin to return to our waking consciousness, as we bless the image of the globe, we bless the globe and release her back into her place and space, I invite you to ask for an inspiration as to how you can serve in your human realm, one specific thing that you can do in your everyday life to continue this blessing and healing. Specific thing that you can do to help the ecology around you. It might be a decision to pick up litter in your neighborhood. It might be having a shorter shower. Just ask for a specific thing that you can do physically, practically, to honor the earth and your part in it. As we return to our waking world, bringing your awareness back by listening to the sounds outside you, outside the room you're in, listening to the sounds inside the room you're in, and beginning with your eyes closed to stretch and move your body, wriggling your fingers and toes and allowing your body to stretch, really enjoying the stretch, particularly moving the spine. And taking a deep breath and closing your eyes, opening your eyes in your own time back to whatever it is that you see as you open to your everyday world. And allowing blessing to flow to that. And taking a moment to write down in your journal or on your piece of paper whatever it is that came to you as inspired action to honor the earth, to bless it in your everyday life. So, goodbye for now from Jasmine Sampson at Meditation Radio. Have a wonderful week. May you know that you are a blessing. May you be richly blessed.